This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the headline? Script out the Redskins' victory. Read us the opening paragraph of that game winner. Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines are open. 800-636-1067. Thom just sent me a funny tweet. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's a mark, by the way. He is a huge Redskins fan.
Junior! Then watch out for Junior on Sunday.
He posted a GIF of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, slamming something and breaking it on a table. And he says, when I wake up this morning and see Pierre Garçon's stats from last night, hail to the Redskins.
He gets it.
I like Dale Earnhardt Jr. doing Redskins shtick.
I'm a Junior man.
You're not a Junior man.
I am not. That's fraudulent. What I just said was a lie. But it was the character that is.
Bigger lie, that or when you said on the Capitals radio network that your favorite thing on the planet is Olympic hockey?
It's the junior part. I really do enjoy tournaments where teams were from different countries do battle.
Like that, in sports that are played. But that was just more nerves getting to you.
Yeah, that was terrifying because John Walton didn't breathe for 6 minutes and we had 7 seconds to be like, what's the Grant and Danny show? And I'm like, I'm just really looking forward to the Olympic hockey tournament with John. Thanks for having us. He's like, puck out of the porch. Exciting moment.
Was that a Caps regular season game?
Yeah.
That's cool. We were in the booth.
It was really cool.
That's the only time that's ever happened where we promoted the show on a broadcast. You did the Wizards game.
I did. Which
at
was,
some point.
Yeah.
Which is even more cool and weird.
Yeah. It was a blast. I had a lot of fun doing that. And I think I was only mildly terrible.
Mildly terrible is a win, I would say.
For me? Are you kidding? Yeah. I didn't embarrass myself. But only like 3 or 4 times. When Glenn Concert was like, what are the stats then? I was like, I don't have those, Glenn. I don't know, man. No one gave me them.
How many rebounds does JaVale McGee have?
You want me to guess? I'll say 3. That was awkward.
That
I love those guys.
Awkward. What is the Monday script for a Redskins victory? When you look back at Redskins Raiders, how will they have done it? That is the question at 800-636-1067. Get us started.
Cornerbacks shine in Redskins victory.
That's your headline?
If I'm Greg Minuski in a meeting room. I come in and I'm probably chewing a little tobacco and I'm fired up this morning because I looked at film and I said, listen, if we're going to do this thing, if we are going to defeat this offense that's really good, with bookend, excellent, big, strong, tall, fast receivers, Cooper faster than his Crabtree, but still, they're both really effective, good at what they do. Josh, Rashad, Kendall, you will be left on an island a number of times. We need to get rid of their quick game. We need to knock Marshawn Lynch before he gets ahead of steam and starts breaking tackles and doing beast mode stuff. We need to commit a lot of people to get after Carr. We need to commit a lot of people to eliminate Jared Cook in the short interim. We need to leave you guys alone a bunch. You're going to have to ball the bleep out to win this football game. That's my design. To me, I don't see how you just try to do a thing where you keep plugging holes in the dam because they always have a counterpunch, Oakland does. I think this is a really, really good offense. For a number of reasons. They can morph into whatever you want them to be. They can be a power running team. They can be a downfield team. They can be a quick game team. They've always got answers. They've got constant weapons. I think you need to try to dictate to them to force them into one box that you expect. If you can do that, I think you've got a chance. Offensively, we can get to that. But to me, you've got to find a way to hold Oakland under 27 points if you're going to have any shot in this ballgame. And that to me means you may lose a couple of these gambles, but you're getting after it. Cornerbacks shine in Redskins victory.
I got one for you. I actually got two headlines in a Redskins win. We're looking for your Redskins headline come Monday if they beat the Raiders. Effectively asking you what they got to do to win. 800-636-1067 is the number. I got two of them. The first, Cousins, comma, Redskins passing game, take flight. Cousins, Redskins passing game, take flight. He has a breakthrough performance. First time in his 3 games that he looks like peak Kirk Cousins. Slings it around 300-plus yards, goes 29 of 37, and throws for 3 touchdowns and maybe a pick through the air. I think that would be a big deal for Washington to stretch the field vertically and start making more plays down the field in the passing game. Part of that would mean that Jordan Reed looked like his old self, that Jamison Crowder got going in a way that he really hasn't through 2 games as a fantasy disappointment, that Terrell Pryor is better in week three than he's been in week one and week two. Remember that Terrell Pryor said to the media, I'm going to dominate this year, and that starts this weekend. Well, go put your money where your mouth is. I got another headline for you. This one's a little bit more cute.
Oh.
This one might be one that the newspaper guys like. How about Pryor fear exposed as unnecessary? Spelled P-R-Y-O-R.
I see what you did there.
Pryor fear exposed as unnecessary. Terrell Pryor catches 9 balls for 118 yards and a touchdown or two. How about that for a headline? You get the theme here, though.
I see what you're doing.
If you're going to hang with Oakland, it's going to have to be in a shootout-type atmosphere. If you're going to beat the Raiders, you're scoring 27 or 30 points because they're scoring 24. You're not beating them 20 to 13. That's not happening. You can't get the car enough. They don't turn the ball over enough. Short of fluke special teams, wacky missed field goals, and a boarded snap on a punt that you recover in the end zone, those plays don't happen against this team. They're good. They're going to drive the field. They're going to amass yardage. They've got Cooper on one side and Crabtree on the other and Marshawn Lynch coming downhill, wearing you out if your defense is on the field for an extended period of time. You have to throw the ball and you have to score points, and that's how you beat the Raiders. So for me, any theme to a Washington win is that they passed more effectively than they did in the first 2 weeks. Dan's in Fairfax. Hey, Dan.
Dan.
Hey, guys. I didn't watch the game last night, but your audio of Sean McVay got me so psyched up, man. I'm so happy for him. He could be like the next Lombardi.
Goosebumps.
But Terrell Pryor is going to have a big game. I know, Danny, I know you don't believe in him. I know, Grant, you probably don't either, but I hope Terrell Pryor is listening right now because he's going to have his best game of the season, and he's going to be instrumental in our win. And Samaje Perine, he's going to have a really good game and a good season. I told you all he's going to get 888 yards. Check your audio. It's a game of inches, like I've said before. And if we get that one extra inch, we're going to win this game. I'm not always right, but, you know, the first time I bet on a game was the 1967 World Series where the Red Sox barely lost. But I think it's going to be Victory Monday, 24-21 Skins.
Dan Pacino with the fight for that inch speech.
He did.
In his call to Grant and Danny.
Dan said, I'm not always right. I actually know the exact numbers on how often Dan's right over the last few years. It's just the Redskins' record. When they've won, he's been right. When they've lost, he's been wrong.
Do you count as the tie as him being wrong, technically?
I think you do.
So Dan is 17-14-1 over 2 years.
Yes, he is, which is a winning record.
That's our man.
Which is good.
I'll take that in betting.
But he takes the Redskins just about every time he calls
I'm
in.
I'm never right about him.
Danny has given up on Terrell Pryor. I have not. See, there's a difference between me and a lot of people in town, and that is that I am not reactionary to the point of just disregarding history with every game that's played. Every time someone has a performance that's good or bad, we crown them. Or we say that they stink. I don't do that. I'm furious with Terrell Pryor's performance so far. I think he has been a letdown. However, I also look up the numbers and say he has the same number of catches and more yards than Pierre Garçon had in Washington through two games last year, albeit on more targets and clearly with a lot more drops along the way. Pierre dropped one of 80 catchable passes all of last season, which was best in the NFL. But I'm not done with Terrell Pryor. This is a guy with 70 catches for 1,000 yards last year on a bad offense with bad quarterback play who's very fast and who gets open. I'm going to take my chances that he's going to get better as the year goes along. 800-636-1067 is the number. How do the Redskins beat the Raiders? Give us your Monday headline. Give us the script to a win on Grant and Danny.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.